Coming back home and taking a look at the JSE's performance, muted activity. As I said at the top, the JSE managing to eke out slight gains by the finish, up 0.12%, supported primarily by the resources 10 component, it managing a 0.6% climb. Financial 15 and industrial 25 pretty flat by the finish. Joining me in studio now for a closer look at the day's markets activity, Stephen Schultz from Momentum. Thanks so much, Stephen, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, as I say, US and UK markets keeping things muted today, with them being closed. Overall, what was your reading of the trading day that was?
Yeah, so unfortunately, with both markets, primary markets being closed, it was a bit of a snooze fest, dare I say it, from a volumes perspective. So not a lot happening on the JSE. Trade tensions still looming, with the likes of China and the US continue to antagonize one another. We did see a little bit of action trickle into the tech space. So a lot of market commentators suggesting that what was a trade war is now morphing into a bit of a tech war. And as a result, we saw Tencent sell down quite hard in Hong Kong this morning, down between 1.5% and 2%. That takes them to a total loss this month of around 10%, which is important to us as South Africans, given their Tencent's influence on the market darling that is Naspers. And we saw a lot of election results come through over the weekend. We saw Indian elections, which were exceptionally positive, Prime Minister Modi securing a majority again for a second term. International markets really liking that. I think Modi is seen as a proxy for opening up the Indian economy and a Prime Minister who's particularly welcoming to foreign capital. So a lot of companies are really pledging support and starting to float investment amounts for India, which is encouraging for global trade. We also saw elections come through in the case of the EU. Not a lot of surprises. So we saw pro-EU policymakers secure two-thirds of Parliament, European Parliament. We also saw a bit of a rise in right-wing Eurosceptics, but I think that was to be anticipated. But fortunately, they secured a minority state.
Yeah, while action has been coming to the fore on the political front globally, locally, we've got investors still being kept on the back foot, and that as we await President Cyril Ramaphosa's announcement of his members of cabinet. Just how nervous are investors about what is likely to come to the fore?
Yeah, I think we see signs of the skittishness in the market in that late Friday we saw S&P reconfirm our credit rating, sovereign credit rating, and maintain a stable outlook, which in ordinary times would be a bit of a positive. You'd look to see a little bit of rand strength come through, I think. But in contrast, I think everyone's sitting on their hands waiting for the Parliament decision on what cabinet looks like. I think it does have the potential of being a very positive one for the South African rand, provided it does shrink and credible candidates are appointed. I think we could be in line for a bit of a rand rally should the new president deliver.
While we wait, though, a few companies keeping us busy. We had Telkom out with its full year numbers today. And while the market was already, euphoric about what was to come last week, we saw that share price hit, a 10-year high as foreign investors started to pile in. Today, it was rewarded even more so. That share price up 4% by the finish. Having said that, I came across some critical commentary on Telkom's numbers today, suggesting that the market is ignoring the return profile, the fact that we've got this company generating ROEs of 10%, which is worse than banks yielding greater than 15%. I mean, what do you make of that kind of commentary coming to the fore?
Yeah, so look, I think I was a little bit surprised at the rally that took place. So revenue we saw up very nicely. So we saw revenue, for example, up 5.3%. But I think headline earnings is what got the market quite excited, a 22.6% increase, which is exceptional. I think also what the market liked was a little bit of the evolution of the business model away from fixed line, which remains in decline, down about 8% this year, and mobile and new technologies really surging and being the major contributor to the increase. I think it's a very difficult one to call. It is notorious for its CapEx requirements. 5G is going to cost the company lots. We are yet to see any meaningful evidence that it is sustainable. So market's getting quite excited. It's up 65% over the last 12 months. So one should approach with caution, I would imagine, until it becomes a bit of a sustainable trend.
Well, I caught up with the company's CEO, Sipho Maseko, a little earlier today, and I put the question to him asking whether, that kind of criticism leveled against it is warranted. Let's take a listen to his response.
No, certainly not. Because what we do is that we take a much longer term view of where this company ought to be. So if you kind of just flash back, those that invested in the copper business 30, 40 years ago, I'm sure in the first 5 years, the return on investment must have been horrible. But after that, actually, we were able to reap immense amounts of cash from that. It's an infrastructure business. I mean, once you've laid down the copper, once you've laid down the fiber, it's probably going to be there for the next 20, 30 years. You don't keep on reinvesting in it. So for us, we're taking a slightly longer term view. The payback for fiber is broadly about 5-6 years. And after that, you start to generate cash the same way that our copper business generated immense value over time. So we take a slightly longer term view because essentially at the guts of the business, it's infrastructure. And infrastructure remunerates you over the long term rather than the short term.
So does that appease you, the fact that they're not generating cash right now? You know, it doesn't mean that it's not going to be generating cash further down the line.
Yeah, look, I suppose I'm going to take a bit of a cynical view here and suggest what is actually exciting the market is the prospect of the property portfolio that belongs to Telkom being spun out. That's currently valued somewhere around 24 billion rand, which is effectively half of the total market cap today. So I think investors are actually getting a little bit excited by that, to be honest.
Okay, so that Telkom, let's take a look at MTN because it fell back today and it seems like it can't, you know, put a foot right in Nigeria, no matter where it steps. The Nigerian authorities now saying it's going to be investigating the company's listing on the Nigerian stock exchange. Are you unnerved?
Look, I think one really has to question what the Nigerian authorities are doing here. I think they're certainly damaging the investment case. So anyone who's not currently in Nigeria and was potentially sizing up the market should be thinking twice now. We don't quite know anything about the allegations, and everyone's very reluctant to give information. But given past experience, it certainly does feel a little bit negative, and I think caution should be warranted. We saw the shares down about 2% as a result.
What's exciting you more so?
So stock pick this evening is Sasol. I know it's a bit of a strange one given last week's sell-off of about 17%. The sell-off obviously came on the new discovery or announcement that their CapEx would be increasing about $1 billion on their Lake Charles project. The Lake Charles project now is currently about 86% complete and should be coming online in the coming months. It does create a little bit of discomfort. The project's probably going to cost somewhere in the region of between 12.4 and 12.9 billion US. So it does create a bit of a discomfort on the debt profile for the next 18 to 24 months. Management did suggest that they would be looking to dispose of non-core assets to the tune of $2 billion. I think at 55 Rand, it trades at a price.
You're seeing opportunity there. Let's leave it there, Stephen. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Sure. Stephen Schultz is with Momentum.
The stock pick this evening is Sasol. I know it's a bit of a strange one given last week's sell-off of about 17%. The sell-off obviously came on the new discovery or announcement that their CapEx would be increasing about $1 billion on their Lake Charles project. The Lake Charles project now is currently about 86% complete and should be coming online in the coming months. It does create a little bit of discomfort. The project's probably going to cost somewhere in the region of between 12.4 and 12.9 billion US. So it does create a bit of a discomfort on the debt profile for the next 18 to 24 months. Management did suggest that they would be looking to dispose of non-core assets to the tune of $2 billion. I think at 55 Rand, it trades at a price.
You're seeing opportunity there. Let's leave it there, Stephen. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Sure. Stephen Schultz is with Momentum.